recorded.
Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Top of the day to you all. Great to have your company this Wednesday afternoon. Hey, you know what needs to happen. Take 25, sit back, relax, and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Irene, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM. what a great way to start our program, a bit of AC/DC. Do you know who they are?
Of course. How could you ask me a question like that? I'm ready to get up and start jiving to them. They are such a good rock band.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? Yeah, no, I kind of like a bit of AC/DC every so often, and especially when you're in the mood for it, you know? There are some kind of genres that sometimes you're just in the mood for that type of music,
yeah,
and I
totally
play it
agree.
Loud, really loud.
Yeah, me too. Oh, you can only play it loud. That's the only way to play AC/DC. You just don't get the full benefit of them. Hey, listen, I have had the greatest fun on my last trip over to the Gold Coast. It was incredible.
You want to see her face out there, listeners, because there's something coming here. Tell me more.
It's a little bit naughty in places, but you know how I love people watching, and when you're at the airport, you sit there and watch people because you don't have anything. Never in the plane, that's a little bit too close quarters. And that's a bit invasive, but, you know, that people watching, great. So I'm at the baggage carousel waiting for my luggage, and there's this charming 30-something girl in front of me, and I look at her and I go, oh my goodness, is she in for some major embarrassment? And I couldn't understand how she couldn't know that this had happened, but you know how sometimes you'll go into the toilets on the plane and you'll change your clothes because you're going from a hot climate to a cold climate and vice versa?
Yeah.
She'd obviously done that, and she's standing there, and she's got this massive amount of baggy pants in front of her and hardly anything holding her booty in.
She's put them on the wrong way.
She put her pants on the wrong way, and she had this massive, gorgeous booty behind her with this piece of string hanging off that just, you know, which was the belt that ties it up, which was just so eye-catching, and you couldn't help but notice it. And
That's funny.
I know. It just looked hilarious.
How much does she have to drink? You could feel that, surely.
Well, no, she was a really nice, charming young lady. I don't think she was drunk at all. But I would have thought that you could feel it, particularly as half her back and the top part of her butt was exposed because it just didn't fit. But, you know, you're in those quandaries where you go, now, if I go up and speak to her, am I going to embarrass her more by doing this? Or should I just sit back and say nothing, you know?
What did you do?
I didn't. I would normally, but I didn't. Yes, I didn't. Would you? Would you go down it?
Oh, I don't know. And I'm just thinking too, back in the plane, you know, when you're in a rush and you're in the toilet and, you know, there's other people waiting and stuff, you quickly, you know, change and get yourself out. But, I don't know whether I would because, you wouldn't say that was the new style or trend, would you? No.
No, but she obviously just didn't realise that she'd done that. I don't think she would have been bouncing around like she was if she realised she had her pants on back to front.
Because I think I'd grab my cardi or something and, you know, sling it around my waist.
Exactly. Anything would have worked. So I was very tempted to, but I didn't. I have done it before in the past when I've seen a piece of toilet paper hanging off or a skirt tucked up in a knickers or something, you know, something that's obviously really embarrassing somebody, so I've done it. But the other thing I noticed, and this is a hilarious question I've got for you, there was this very, very trendy, well-dressed 70-something chap with his wife at the airport, and he had a pair of those really baggy pants on, you know, the ones that come just below the knees and the crutch is right down by the knees.
Oh, halfway down your leg.
Yeah.
So you're talking cotton. You're not talking the stretchy gym.
No. These are, you know, beautiful, very expensive trousers, but you normally see them on a young lad of 18, mm-hmm. not a 70-year-old. But anyway, good on him. He looked fantastic. But I was standing there watching him, and like, really, the crotch is only a couple of inches above the knee. There's nothing around the genital part at all. So I was wondering, what happens with the underwear? I mean, if you're going to wear baggy trousers like that, what's the point?
You just wouldn't wear any, would you? Let it free. Come on, Irene. Why do we really need underwear? I mean, when you think of blokes especially, do they really need underwear?
Stops the drips. No, that's what I thought you wore underwear for.
You'll be able to get your shiwi back on board.
Oh, does
can we remember that? Yes.
Does anybody remember what a shiwi was?
Oh, yeah, yes. We put that up on the Facebook page as well.
Oh,
and so,
amazing.
Yeah, I think I would struggle with them though when I kind of saw them, even though we were talking about them. I don't know, but I suppose your underwear are just quite close to your body anyway, so I suppose it'd be just the same if you're wearing a dress. Why would you need underwear?
Well, I was actually going to ask Richard, but he's not our producer today, so I can't ask him. I want to know why, you know, is there a reason? Like, do they need to keep some sort of firmness to stop things from dangling and banging too much? Or, I mean, weird conversation to be having, actually. You should ask your husband.
But I'm not sure about that, because I also know tightness in trousers and, I'm going to assume here, underwear for men is not good. They have to have a bit of freedom, apparently.
Okay, so that's how boxers came in.
Okay. Now, again, that could be a big marketing ploy, but I have heard that about fertility, that when they do wear things too tight, it's not happy for their little fellas down there.
I mean, you really need to talk to your husband, because you look at boxers nowadays, and 9 times out of 10, they've got those little inner pant parts that keeps everything in
place.
So
that's like you're wearing two things.
So what's the point?
Oh, God, that's not the point at all, is it?
No, I don't get it. And the same with these great big baggy trousers that these guys have got on. It's like,
and was his wife trendy as well?
Yes. Oh, they look great.
Oh, isn't
they look
that
great.
Cool?
There's a couple of 70-year-olds. Obviously, you know, it's the going off on their OE adventures every year, the annual migration or whatever you want to call them. There's so many of them in the airport now. I mean, I've been travelling for years and years and years and years, and you never used to see, it was all young ones
years ago.
But now there's more grey-haired brigade out there than anybody.
Just back to those pants. Do you know, I would think I would probably trip myself up in them. You know, because when you're wearing a skirt, your legs can go as far, you know, you can stride as long as you like to. But when you're wearing, and then if you bring yourself down to a tight skirt, then you're actually a little bit more restricted on how, you know, how far you can step. Imagine those. I mean, I know they're quite baggy, but they're still keeping your legs. Yeah, interesting.
No, I don't get how you trip. I mean, they're the same as a clot, except the crutch is down by the knee.
Yeah, I know, but it keeps your kind of legs together, doesn't it? Because you can't, your legs aren't, oh, how can I explain this in words?
Yeah, I sort of get what you're trying to say.
Yeah. Because it's right there where if the crutch was right up there, your leg could strut. Yeah.
What a weird conversation. No, I just thought, I mean, people watching is just such a fabulous thing to do.
And it is great at the airport.
You don't have much opportunity to do it anywhere else than when you're stuck for hours and hours in an airport.
How was the Gold Coast anyway?
Well, the Gold Coast was actually as cold as New Zealand. It's the first time ever I have flown over there, and I normally go over about 3 times a year. And I was warned beforehand, so I didn't take my Gold Coast clothes. I took my New Zealand clothes. And in actual fact, when I arrived back just Monday, not yesterday, Monday week ago, I arrived here at 12 o'clock midnight, and it was warmer than it was at 5 o'clock on the Gold Coast.
Oh, that's such a shame, isn't it? When you decide to have that little break, and did you get rain though?
All the time.
Oh.
All the time. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. It was just, and everybody on the Gold Coast, they made me laugh. They're all wrapped because I'm so not used to it. And they've got these huge snow jackets. They all look like it was, you know, -1 degrees. And I mean, let's face it, instead of 24 degrees, it was down to about 18, 20 degrees. So they were just.
Did you do any shopping over there? Because I know they're trying to make the Gold Coast a big shopping mall, if you like. There's huge shopping malls going in there the last time I was over, and one of them had just opened. But I think they're trying to make it the Sydney of the North type thing, so you go there specifically for shopping. And this mall was massive. We didn't even get through the whole lot of it, and I'd had enough by that time.
Would that have been Pacific Fair?
Could have been.
Pinky type building? Because they've just done a total refit of Pac Fair, and it's about 20 times the size that it was before.
Yeah. I can't be bothered with
and
that,
every shop that you can imagine. No, well, I mean, I do 90% of my shopping over there for my clothes and that, because quite frankly, you've got a much bigger choice for a start, a huge variety. It's not the same thing that every single shop in New Zealand seems to sell, and that's it, you don't have another choice. And quite frankly, they don't have the huge markups that we have here in New Zealand, you know. I refuse to pay $300 for a pair of jeans that I can get for $80 in Australia.
Yeah,
and there's
crazy,
absolutely no, same brand, same everything. Nothing except greed is what's causing it.
Absolutely. And the other thing, actually, what I like about much of the clothes in Australia, it's much more suited for a warm climate, where ours is all sticky stuff, you know, stuff, material that sticks to you. And they've got great cotton and linen, which and more flowing clothes where you are in that real kind of summer and hot and thing. Ours seem to all be, I don't know, kind of clothes that stick to you.
Yes, well, they're bringing stuff in from more countries, I think. I mean, I'm talking with no real knowledge here at all. This is just me burbling on. But, I mean, I spent $600 here last time, which doesn't sound like a lot, but that got me a huge wardrobe of clothes. I think about five or six items or more. 90% of it is Italian made.
Yeah.
So it's stretch cottons and good linens, and it's good quality clothing. It's not the synthetics that are full of tons of plastic bits.
Yeah.
And it lasts. Whereas you can spend more money over here for something that is about a quarter the quality, and it doesn't last, and you have to spend again. So.
Yeah. For our listeners out there, where do you get your clothes from? Maybe kind of jump onto our Facebook page now and let us know, and we'll just take a wee break. other thing I like about the clothes, how thin it is as well, you know, nice and flimsy, yeah.
Yes, no, I agree. Hey, listen, still talking about my airport experiences, I saw this poor mother have this amazing experience. I really think that they need to ban one-ply toilet paper. You know those rolls of toilet paper, the talk and the... They are so thin. Absolutely so thin.
You need, half of the roll to
exactly.
even...
Exactly. Yeah. So what's the point of buying these stupid one-ply rolls of toilet paper?
Oh, there's nothing worse though, and I haven't seen this for a while, but I know it's still about, is that hard one-ply stuff.
Mm, I don't know
like
that one.
Like it crinkles... Anyway, sorry.
Well, I had used the toilet, and I hear this little girl, she was about 6 or 7, start crying in the cubicle next door to me. And, of course, you know me, kid crying. I'm racing to get out there and see if I can help this little girl, thinking maybe she was on her own or got lost or something. And her mum was there, and her mum pulls her out. And, of course, she'd done her business and tried to do what you do, and fingers went through and got covered in this horrible stuff, and the mum's having to clean it off in the basin and the sink, and this little girl's crying like anything. I thought, it's just not right. They should ban the stuff. It's just no good for anybody.
So we'll ban those plastic bags. We will ban that one-ply toilet paper, and we'll support our guys down in Carrarel. Carrarel? Is it down? Yes, who make our toilet paper.
Yes.
Yes.
And make it decent. You know, it's
absolutely.
Got to be a minimum of 2-ply.
Absolutely.
3 plies preferred.
We all need it. Well, actually, we don't all need it. Us Western people. Which
need it.
Yeah, but I just don't think we've quite got it right. You know, I always kind of liken it as I try to make sense of this, is if I was to wash my hands because they were dirty, I would use soap and water. And yet, after I go to the loo, I use a piece of paper. Hello, who's got it right? I think I'd like one of those fountains. No, what do you call them? Bidets.
B-day.
Yeah, awesome, eh? Let's bring all of those back. Well, on that note, that's all we've got time for today. We'll see you guys the same time, same place next week. Are you ready?